Laura Johnson is the gun club's president.
As some of you know, it's been a long journey to get to this point. And we have our range has been operating since the 40s, and it is time to relocate. And I hope that you'll support us with these ordinances, as we as a club are committed to doing the fundraising, doing everything necessary to get us relocated to this new property and do the cleanup at our current range as well.
The ordinances before the assembly that would facilitate the move amended the Cooper Landing land use plan and set the terms for the lease. The club will get access to that land for $1 a year for 20 years, but those numbers didn't sit well with everyone on the assembly.
I feel that $1 a year on a $220,000 piece of property is kind of absurd.
That's Assemblymember Paul Fisher. In these days of tight budgets, he wondered, is it wise to be more or less giving away borough land to community groups? He tried to propose an amendment making the terms of the lease at least $600 a year.
Which is something, because we keep saying to people how broke everything is. I can't go to that gun club without being a member. I can't use it. But I think $50 a month is $600 a year for a $220,000 piece of property, plus any buildings, et cetera, that go up are tax-free. And so that would be my amendment.
Andy says things change. He pointed to the borough's school funding, which it used to provide to the state cap, but no longer does.
I voted for the $1 a year for the snow club, but I've changed because I see that we don't have the money that we used to have. And I know $50 a month, you say, oh, God, that's nothing. Well, then why not go with it? $1, I think, to go to the public and then say later, we're going to cut this and cut that, but we're going to allow these kind of things. It's just ridiculous. So anyhow, that's all. I just think $50 is not unreasonable. I think it should be a lot more, but I originally started at $100, so I went down 50% already.
But such deals are pretty common around the borough and for a variety of groups and organizations, says Assemblymember Dale Bagley.
I think we have a history of doing this for other gun ranges, leasing them the land in the past, and I know we've certainly done many other leases to both other governmental entities as well as nonprofits over the years, so I don't think we should change our policy and what our policy has been.
The amendment failed and the ordinance passed on the original terms, but it did spark some debate. There's not much in borough code right now to direct how these leases should go and under what terms. It's left mostly to the discretion of the assembly, but both the assembly and borough staff seem interested in potentially codifying those lease terms for future projects. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.